Dictation for Lisa Ford, LISAFORD. Date of birth is 5/23/1974. Date of service is 11/2/2023. And the patient was involved in an accident on 11/23/2022. The patient underwent a accident with a semi which rear-ended her car, resulting in severe headaches with symptoms of dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, forgetfulness, nausea, blurred vision, as well as pain syndrome which affected neck and the lower back and the left shoulder, mainly with radiation to left to the right arm and right leg anteriorly. The symptoms continued and recovery was slow. The MRI that were done was found positive for the following. There was a multi-level disc herniation at C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C2 and C3 also. Left shoulder showed a partial thickness tear of the distal attachment, supraspinatus tendon, occupying 50% of the tendon. Complex glenoid lateral tear, AC joint degenerative changes. At L5-S1, there was a disc herniation, broad-based left paracentral, 21 millimeter disc herniation, asymmetric left-sided neural foramen and nerve, without any major central canal stenosis, right-sided neural foramen and nerve. MRI showed positive finding with the TBI. Patient reports she is 30% better and she is doing chiropractic and physical therapy 2 times each. She is not interested in getting any injection treatment at this time, cervical or lumbar or even left shoulder injection. She also doesn't want to do any surgical consultation. The pains have continued. Currently her headaches are around 4 to 5, neck pain is 4 to 5. The radiation of the pain to the right arm has now stopped. Lower back pain is 7 to 8 and also the radiation to the right leg is stopped. So the pain is varying from 5 to 8. ADLs are affected 7. 40% pain is reported relieved. And please review the chart for the ADLs, system review, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 161 over 82, pulse is 92, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam comes from previous visit, which is dated 10/6/2023. Dictation number is 1008-026. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue the therapy at patient request to the neck and lower back and left shoulder. The patient has been advised by importance of injection treatment to bring some help. However, she wants to go back to the work full time and she doesn't want to come back for further therapy or further treatment. She has been released to go back to work full time. Thank you. Medications were also filled out. Mobic 7.5 twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Ultram 1 or 2 50 milligram tablets. PRN 11 50 milligram at night for sleep and healing. The patient is quite satisfied with our treatment. Thank you. She has a free choice to make to come back or not come back.